Good evening, everyone, and I want to welcome you again to a Wealth of Women broadcast. As you know, we are intentional in our focus on women who are age 50 and over by providing a holistic approach to becoming all God created you to be, mentally, physically, emotionally, professionally, and spiritually. What we know is this: when women come together synergistically, they can create environments to motivate, move, and encourage each other to recreate and relive their lives to the fullest. So we unite with women to become the very best that we can be. Getting ourselves ready for success is just as important as moving and doing what God has called us to do. Getting ourselves ready for success includes what we feed our minds, what we think in our, what we have going on in our bodies, and how we feed our spirit. So as we celebrate this week, Thanksgiving, I am so thankful to have in the studio today a woman who knows about getting ready and achieving success. Brenda Walker is the owner of COTS, Inc., and she will tell you more about that. But what I know about her is this: she is one of the most dynamic, God-fearing women that I know. She's active and keeps herself in excellent health, looks good, manages her business, and always thinking about others. In the last 6 years alone, I personally know that she has joined network marketing companies. She's been a travel agent, marketing anti-aging products while continuing to build her cleaning business, COTS, Inc., and over the age of 70. So that is very, very impressive. So, Brenda Walker, welcome to the show. So glad to have you.
Thank you, Sandy, and I'm so blessed to be here.
You're great, just great. So anyway, so let's talk about you and what you've been doing. I know you've been active in so many things and successful as well. Tell the women out there and just share with us today, what drives you, Brenda?
Well, what drives me is knowing my purpose in life and that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I'm just not saying that as something to say. I live by that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's just evident by the things that you do. I mean, the thing that you're involved in, you're active, and not only that, she's active in her church and just so many other things. I mean, you can ask Brenda to volunteer. She's always steps up to the plate. So she is absolutely driven by, what did you say? You're driven by your purpose, right?
That's right.
And exactly what God has called you to do. And she's clear about that. So tell us about how God gave you the vision of COTS. First, tell us about COTS Incorporated, how God gave you the vision, and how you knew it was God when you heard the call to open that business.
Well, Sandy, I've been in business since 2002 in the cleaning business. And the vision for COTS was given to me through a prayer. I always ask God, God, what is it that you want from me? What is it that you want me to do? So at that point, starting the business, I really didn't have a name. So in asking God, one night in my prayer, the Lord revealed to me, called out to serve. That was because we are called to be servants of God. Jesus was our example, and he came to save and to serve.
Yes.
And so, as I pondered over that, I said, you know, it should be called out to serve. No one had that name, and I'm a servant of God, and I believe in serving. That's by my nature. You can call on me, just like you said earlier, Sandy, I'll volunteer. I love people, and I love serving them.
And that's really evident. So, I mean, I didn't even know that myself, that COTS, Inc., you know, I always say COTS, Inc., but I never knew that the acronym actually meant called out to serve. That is just so powerful. And, you know, what she's saying is powerful about how, you know, God will give you the answers. I know over the years that, you know, I've been involved in different things, and I'm not certain, but I know God has said to me, well, Sandy, I need you to go down this path. And I don't have all the answers to all the questions. So I have the sense enough to know that I need to go to God, who actually has all the answers because he gave me the plan. So now I know that COTS is moving into a new venture in workforce development.
Yes, so tell us about this new venture
with workforce development and COTS.
Okay, I have a purpose in my life, as I said earlier, and it is to use what God has given me to help elevate others. I am in the process of helping people who want to change, to start businesses, and training and certifying in environmental cleaning industry, working with those who have come out of the prison system, the youth who may have dropped out of school, those who want to get started can call me the 1st of January.
I will be glad
to work with them.
Yes.
And eventually, I plan on becoming a nonprofit. Right now, the funding will come from my company.
Oh, wow, Brenda. That is just awesome. Because she actually has an office in East Oak Lane that, you know, a huge space. Is that where you're going to do the training? Are you going to have the training there on site? And as far as the individuals either coming out of prison or youth who are dropouts, are that so people are referring them to you, or are you working with different agencies, or a combination of
both? Well, right now, I will be going to the churches.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. I will have a proposal to present to them for those who are interested. And not only just for those coming out of prison and youth who have dropped out, but anybody that's struggling and want to find a way or to make a change, this is available.
I mean, what's so powerful about that is, I mean, you know, I don't know if you heard what she said, but she said she's going to start a nonprofit down the road. But right now, God has called her to something, and she needs to use her own funds. I mean, she's saying that she is willing to put it all out there on the table because she is absolutely certain that God has called us to do this, do what she's doing. I mean, that in itself is a testament to, you know, people who really live and love God and want to obey his principles and his ways will say, you know what, God, here I am, send me. So God is like sending Brenda. So Brenda, I know you're over 70, but age is just a number, clearly, when I look at your life. So tell us, you know, share with us some, we need some nuggets, Brenda. We need some tips, okay? What are some of the things that you do to keep your mind, your body, and your spirit healthy?
Okay, Sandy. What I do, I start with an affirmation in the morning, which is prayer, number one. Review my goals, visions, visualize, and emotionalize. I meditate. I exercise my body. Review and curate my plan for the day. Reflect and think on life. Consistently do the highest impact activities.
Wow.
Gratitude and appreciation to close the day.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Did you hear that? Gratitude and appreciation at the close of her day. So I guess, does that mean that it doesn't matter what happens that day? Since you started off the day, you know, in front of God, right? Giving it to him, doing your affirmation, saying your prayers, meditating, that day really belongs to him. So at the end of the day, it just does not matter what happened. You still give gratitude and thanks to God.
Yes, that is correct. Because God is in control of everything. And everything happens for a reason. And you just have to trust him. And I trust him wholeheartedly. Because, you know, Sandy, also, my business is a reflection of who I am in Christ. That servant.
Absolutely. It's a reflection on of who you are in Christ. I mean, that's exactly the way that I feel. You know, I look at some of the work that we're doing with the women in recovery. You know, we have an event coming up where we're going to give out coats to 350 new coats to children of women in recovery, and also 350 new or gently worn coats to women in recovery. And, you know, it's just, for me, it's just what I have to do. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not afraid of it. I mean, even today when we know that we don't have all the women's coats that we need, but what I know is that it's going to come through. I know it's going to come, right? So, like you said, so at the end of the day, you know, I just have to give thanks to what happened or whoever brought coats in the door already and where the different drop-off points around Philadelphia, what's happening. Because what I know is at the end of the day, you know, God is going to work it out for his glory. And for the good of the people. So tell us about some of your goals you set for yourself in the next 5 years. I know you have some super plans. I know you, Brenda. I know that you have some super plans out there. So tell us about, you know, what can we expect to see in the next 5 years or going into 2016?
Well, actually, I have a heart for the youth. I just love dealing with the youth, talking to them, encouraging them. And within the next 5 years, hopefully through the help of God, which I know it will, because God placed it on my heart, So I know he's going to see it, that it happens, mm-hmm. and it's going to come to pass. I want to build a facility for unwanted children, mm-hmm. giving all the love that I can give, teaching mm-hmm. them to survive with new skills, mm-hmm. trusting in God and in themselves. You know that there is 1.5 million teenagers out here that are homeless.
No, oh my God.
Leaving the system.
Oh my God. Is that in Pennsylvania? No or yes. That, oh my goodness.
With no skills.
That's amazing. Mm.
So those are one of the things I want to address. I want to have some place for them to go. Once you come out of foster care and mm-hmm. so forth, you know, at a certain age, or if you've been an adoption agency mm-hmm. and you're not being adopted, mm-hmm. at a certain age, you're put in the street. Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, go on your own. But what about the street?
What
you know,
about it,
they right? need to know how to survive out here. So many falls to homosexuality.
Yes.
So many falls to prostitution. Mm. So this is something that's on my heart. I would like to give them a way to survive, mm. to be able to make a living, to be able to make it in the world and know that through God, all things
all
are possible.
All things are possible. That number is astounding to know that, you know, I was reading something the other day about homelessness and how because of the housing is so expensive. I know in New York City it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. And in Philadelphia, you can see the transition. The neighborhoods are changing and people are moving out of their neighborhoods. And what they're saying is that the homeless rate in Philadelphia is not decreasing, but it's increasing. So, I mean, I can see that how significant that work is going to be, too. And a lot of the individuals who are homeless now are young people.
So many are. So many come out of homes where there's this drug abuse, there's sexual abuse. Mm. So many run away, and they're out here, and they're on their own, and they're still children.
Mm. Absolutely. Wow. So anyway, so what are we going to do is, you know, just to make sure that we, you know, as we move toward the end of this discussion, that you know, all of you out there listening, women who are, you know, trying to find your way and have goals that you have set for yourself, and you may not know all the ways to get there, we want to leave you with some nuggets and some strategies for how you can do that. So we're going to talk about 6 steps to keep your mind, body, and spirit ready for success and achievement to move forward to the things God has called you to do. So the first thing is deepen your spiritual connection. Understand that success begins with you. Strengthen your relationship with God and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you into all truth about your goal, your passion, or vision for life. Ask God to examine you and to eliminate those things, right, that are actually obstacles, you know, things that are getting in the way for Him revealing your purpose, mm-hmm. or if He's revealed your purpose, why are you not moving forward? When you know who you are, you can be who you are. Right?
Yes,
so when you
yes.
know who you are, you can be who you are. And when you can be who you are without fear, then anything and everything is possible. So number one, deepen your spiritual connection.
And also, take full ownership of who you are. Mm. Taking ownership means not making excuses.
Yes.
And not blaming others. And not using your path or circumstances as reasons why you can't be successful. You know who you are and can still love all of you.
Absolutely.
Taking ownership and being responsible for what you think, what you say, and what you do is crucial to truly being successful. Remember, success starts and begins with you.
Absolutely. Number three, you need to understand that your purpose is who you are, not what you do. Like, people always ask me, How do I find my purpose? And this is my answer, that your purpose is not hiding under a rock. You don't need to search for it because it's always been with you. You were born with a specific purpose from the day you were created. And most of the time I find that I'm the most alive when I'm helping others become the best that they can be. So think about, you know, what it is, what excites you, what gives you joy, what activities do you find yourself involved with that just seem to have that special spark for you? Be on a quest, an absolute quest for finding your purpose. And think of the most recent memories where you felt the most alive and happy. Okay, well, do that. You know, what were you doing? and who are you being or who are you with? And somewhere in the midst of that, you can kind of begin to find where it, what the path is that you need to be on.
Yes, and also commit to realizing, redefining, and realigning your vision. Your vision can be as big or as small as mm-hmm. you want it to be. Mm-hmm. The important thing here is to have your vision and purpose be aligned. Once you uncover your purpose and what God has directed you to do and enjoy, you can begin to allow God to guide you through the plan.
Absolutely. Number five, be a conscious creator. Now, what does that mean? I mean, because most of us have heard the word consciousness or conscious or, I mean, we clearly know what creation is or being able to create something. But being a conscious creator of your world means you need to take committed action. It means that you are awake in your life, aware of your purpose and your vision, and are willing to do whatever it takes to have the life that you know God has commanded for your life. Brenda talked about it. She talked about that this new venture in workforce development, that she's going to put it all, she's committed. She's going to put it all on the line. She's going to use her space. She's going to go to the different churches, and she's going to put up her own money. See, action is really the antidote to despair. Get moving. I mean, that's really, you know, as a psychologist, we know that, you know, if you exercise or move, it increases your mood and it reduces stress, and it is so true. So if you're feeling stuck in any area of your life, get moving and take action. If you aren't happy with the situation in your life, then you know what? Do something about it. Yes. Be a conscious creator.
And pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. We are called to pray. God is a prayer answering God.
Yes, He is.
Stay before the Lord. Make your decisions according to what He has said to you. Mm-hmm. Seek your advice from Him, and He will guide you, and your path will be straight.
Yes.
So each and every day, when you wake up in the morning, acknowledge Him, praise Him, pray constantly. And before you lay your head down at night, acknowledge Him.
Yes.
Praise Him.
Yes.
And pray constantly. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
Absolutely, Brenda.
So this evening I say to you, stand strong and in the power of His might, and you will be a conqueror. You will succeed. Steadfast and unremovable.
That's right. Brenda, I just really thank you for that because, you know, we all have our days, right, and things are going on in our lives, and, you know, just want to remember that we just have to stay steadfast. You know, God is there always for us. So, Brenda, thank you so much for being here today. I don't know if you want to give us a number or your email or your website to refer to. That way, if people want to contact you about this phenomenal program, because I know they're going to knock down your doors on January 1st.
That's all right.
So, if you want to give us some information, contact information, please do so.
Yes. My website is cotscorp.com. The telephone number is 215-424-1034. My fax number is 215-424-1047. Okay. Call me anytime. I'm excited. And, you know, God has filled me with so many things. And it's like I'm overflowing because we are called to die empty. So many of us go to the grave full of ideas, full of situations. Full of great things that could help people in this world. But we take it to the grave with us. I want to die empty. So just call me, and whatever I can do for you, I will do. And I thank you, Sandy, for allowing me to be here this evening. And I appreciate you.
Thank you, Brenda. Wow. Well, thank you. I mean, with that being said, I mean, there's just really no more to say. You can actually, we will post Brenda's information on our website, thewealthofwomen.org, that way you will have that contact information. So at this time, as we always do, we want to commend the blessings of the Lord God upon you this season, that you will move and do what God has commanded in peace and with power and authority, that as you move toward making the dream God gave you birth, that there will be no turning back and there will be no aborting. This is your day of success, so get ready, get set, and go. We want to wish you the best and the happiest Thanksgiving, And we'll see you next week.
Yes.